And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour, and we're going to get started for you right now. A local animal shelter is giving residents a chance to spend a day with a dog in need of a home. Saginaw County Animal Care and Control is offering a program called Dog Day Out, allowing people to take shelter dogs out for short visits throughout the day. Participants can bring a dog along for everyday activities like a walk, trip to the park, or simply relaxing at home. The initiative is designed to give the animals a break from the shelter environment while also helping staff learn more about each dog's behavior outside of the kennel. Anyone interested can visit the shelter, present a valid ID, complete a brief form, and they'll be provided with supplies for the outing, including a leash and treats. You can always contact Saginaw County Animal Care and Control for more information. And the Tuscola County Commissioners presented Lieutenant Steve Anderson of the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department a resolution honoring his years of service. He's retiring on Saturday, April 18th. After 27 years with the Sheriff's Department, Anderson started with the Sheriff's Department in 1998 in corrections, and then he moved to the Road Patrol in 1999. In 2012, he was appointed as Tuscola County Emergency Manager. He served in that position with professionalism, dedication, and an unwavering commitment to the safety of the county and its population. He helped with and coordinated numerous disasters and emergency events. Under his guidance, the county was awarded numerous grants, and he was awarded several honors. And in Huron County Court this week, Braden Tyler Vincent pleaded guilty and was sentenced for driving with a suspended license. The charge, driving while license suspended, revoked, or denied, stemmed from an incident on March 10th in Bad Axe. Vincent was stopped for no insurance and tinted windows, admitting he knew his license was invalid at the time. Judge Ferris of the District Court accepted Vincent's guilty plea. He received a sentence of 2 days in the Huron County Jail, with no credit for time served and no probation. Vincent's ordered a report to the jail on Saturday, April 18th at 8 a.m. Additionally, Vincent must pay $315 in fines and costs, due by July 31st, 2026. His driver's license suspension, extended by a prior conviction in January, now totals approximately 2 years. And in Thursday's Huron County District Court, Griffin Daniel John Peruski pleaded guilty to operating while visibly impaired. The original charge of operating while intoxicated was dismissed as part of a plea agreement. The incident occurred on March 1st when Peruski's pickup truck was found in a ditch in Ubley around 5 a.m. Peruski admitted to consuming alcohol at two establishments prior to the incident with a blood alcohol level of 0.11. The event took place in Huron County, Michigan, and Peruski received a sentence of 12 months probation under the supervision of the probation department, and he must complete Impact Weekend by September 30th, 2026, and perform 30 hours of community service by October 1st of 2026. Financial penalties include fines, fees, and costs totaling $1,080. After applying a $315 bond, a balance of $765 is due by October 1st of 2026. License sanctions will be determined by the Secretary of State. And we'll be right back after this brief PSA next.
When I grow up, I want to be a teacher.
Because when I'm a teacher, I can help kids to learn and chase their dreams.
PI, a defect of the immune system, affects millions of children. Early and accurate diagnosis and treatment give children like Sam a chance to achieve their dreams.
It takes a lot of caring teachers to make school fun. It took a lot of caring people to keep my dream alive. And now, because of them, I can be head of the class.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net. Anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.